Alright, we are recording.
Yay! Yay!
Oh, it's been a long weekend. And it's time for some B&B. So last time...
D&D. Dynamite.
Sorry. You all were on the riverboat heading towards Averna, having arrived in Taxum, in Tony's old home, now the home of Heindrick the Hernigod.
Fucking usurper.
He was so nice.
I know, but he took the wizard's tower that I won fair and square. They should have left it empty until I came back.
Yeah. The 3 years you
wizard's
were
towers operate on a finder's keeper's basis.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just stupid.
I mean, we could kill him. Is that what you want?
That evening, you all heard the sounds of screaming and metal on metal from off the boat, along with the sounds of a draconic-esque roar. You all leapt off the boat and swam straight towards danger, finding yourself face-to-face with Hydra.
We're big damn heroes. It was fine.
You all managed to kill the thing in under 18 seconds.
That's right.
That's right.
And drenched in its acidic blood, you all butchered it, getting all sorts of Hydra pieces. And finding a scroll on one of the slain adventurers that was fighting it originally, sealed with the Sage and Ivy logo. You looked at it and found a letter that read, "Benjamin, targets have fled. They're proceeding west. We believe they're heading towards the bar. Going to follow, sending this with some adventurers. Hope it finds you well. Yours, TC." Inari immediately recognized the name Benjamin instead of her brother, but did not recognize TC. They all pondered what this could mean and headed back to the boat, and then finally made it to Averna. After you disembarked at Averna, you headed towards the Sage and Ivy, pushing a kid along the way that was hawking for the black barnacle.
No, that's right, you did.
Fuck off.
You then made your way to the tavern in your disguises. Inari went upstairs invisibly to look at her old room and her old apartment. And much to her horror, found a box labeled with her name on it that was filled with what appeared to be human cremains.
Very cool.
It seems that Inari's parents thought that she was dead. And after dodging a very potentially bad encounter with her father, who had come to investigate what was going on in your apartment, you all went downstairs and decided to rip the Band-Aid off to her parents. Inari told them that it was her. And with her amazing natural 20, had convinced her parents with no compunctions that you were back alive. Upstairs, you found out that a member of your former adventuring group had returned your ashes 7 months before you had actually died.
Rude, crazy.
And that somebody had been writing essentially sick, threatening letters to your parents, trying ostensibly to extort them, but more likely just to torment them about your death. Disassociating from that a bit, you decided to go investigate what your brother was doing. You found out he was staying at the old farmstead that you used to train in. You headed back there and flashed back to a moment you had with Louis shortly before you took off, and realized that you don't really remember much of what you talked about with Louis. It hurts to think about it. It's kind of blurry. It's not a good feeling. But in that flashback, Louis told you that you were special and had a gift and that you were going to destroy Danavira and make the world a better place.
Is Danavira a god on the list?
No.
Okay.
You asked that last week as well. Yeah.
Well, I don't have my notes, now do I?
No, you don't.
I don't have shit.
After coming back from that memory, you searched around your brother's new house, and Tony's exceptional perception found a cleverly hidden stack of papers filled with all sorts of notes and communiques with whoever this mysterious TC following the rollers.
Tom Cruise.
That's who it is.
That's right, it's fantasy Tom Cruise.
For sure that's it.
He doesn't care about Danavira, he wants Xenu to look after you. So. All right,
Xenu? Is it a Scientology thing? Oh, wow, that guy's a
You know, it could be short for me, Tasty Cat.
Anyway.
I think you're right.
The most recent communique you found read that the Wizard's Tower in Bronzeport had exploded, and a woman matching Inari's description was seen on site. So, you assumed he was on his way to Bronzeport, and thankfully you're like, we know somebody in Bronzeport, and you contacted your first bitcherina, and she said that, in fact, he had showed up at her doorstep the day before, knowing about your dalliances.
Which is weird.
It is weird. And she pretended that she didn't know him. Know you, and refused to confirm that you were alive. So.
No, baby, that's fantastic.
She had mentioned, though, that he was staying at the Drunken Archer, and she agreed to go down and check on him.
Sorry.
So, while she agreed to do that, you all headed back to the hotel, and that's where we ended the session. So, we're actually going to pick up. Unless there's anything you all wanted to do back on the way to this Agent ID.
I had a question. The ashes that we found, do we know for sure, are those human ashes, or did he just burn a thing? I'd be concerned if he just had random human ashes.
I mean, they're criminals.
Honestly, probably.
Yeah, that's fair. They would.
I mean, they're people we need to kill either way, right?
That's true. Yeah. I'm just curious about that.
They're already marked for death. Let's not worry about anything else they've done.
I want to know the severity of their sentence.
They killed her!
Yeah.
It literally.
Oh yeah, and there it's absolutely they're gonna get their heads lopped off.
That's
not the question.
How long should their deaths last?
Yeah, is it like a one life sentence or two situation? Like it doesn't make a difference, but it's just to know.
As long as you are asking me to restrain myself when I go to kill them, that's the most important.
Oh, as if you're gonna be the one here that kills them. We'll see.
Group effort.
Who knows what the future holds? Was there anything y'all wanted to do before you headed back to the station at the tavern? After leaving the farmstead, also still the second of death, it is Queen's Day. Y'all are in Avera.
I wanted to just add on to what I said to Harita and ask her, if she does talk to my brother, if she can ask him who TC is.
100%.
Full name.
Tasty Cook.
Earlier, when you guys were talking, I was like, tiefling cunt? Yeah. But then I decided not to say it.
Terrestrial
cunt.
So you guys have to say definitely.
That would make such a good URL.
Cunt. That's what we've decided. Yep, definitely.
And unless it's Tasty Cat.
Tasty
Cat. It's a terrestrial cat.
That's right, yeah. Tasty cunt. Ellipses, question mark. Alright, so. Second of death.
As we're walking, we're just looking through a thesaurus, you know.
So wait, now it's the second or now it's the third?
It is the second of death. You guys are heading back to this Agent ID from Farmstead. Is there anything you want to do along the way, or are you heading straight there?
No,
straight there.
All right, wanted to give you all the chance. So, you're back to this Agent ID tavern. Your parents, as they see the four of you come back in, just doing their best to hide the fact about how excited they are to see you, because you told them that it was very critical that nobody knew that you actually are alive. You definitely, like, your mom was, like, cutting people off earlier than you think she might, like, trying to get this place to close down a little bit early, maybe.
Can I come up, please?
You all just have some drinks and hang out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Keeping the conversation just sort of light and nondescript since you're in public, I'm guessing. Okay. So you spend a few hours just kind of shooting the, you know, non-important shit. For your mom shuts the bar down a couple hours early.
Get out!
So you have the kind of bar room to yourselves. And your mom's just like, okay, so everyone's gone. Let me see my baby girl's face.
I think as soon as the door is locked, I'm like, private party!
Jump on the table and tell me.
I'm your private dancer. Dancer for money.
Wow. Looking at my mom, who was like,
are you John Hamm right now?
What is I start doing, like, flair bartending.
kill full cocktails.
Where did Tony learn to flare bartend?
Where did he know it?
Everywhere except the tower he was stuck in.
I mean, if you think about it,
I had
of
a
the
lot
four
of
us, who's the most likely to know how to do that?
That is fair.
The fair flare is fair.
Alright. Your mom just is like looks at Tony, she says, he's quite a character, isn't he?
Always.
That's what everyone says.
I get down from there, you're gonna fall and break your ankle.
I jumped up. Do what you want me to do.
her father, Nari's father, just says, perhaps you, with your passive insight, would gather an attempt to stop this from happening. just comes over and extends his hand to you, and he says, Rowan, what's your name?
Tony.
He says, do you have a last name?
No.
Rowan Daxador, but I'm sure you knew that already.
Daxador? How do you spell that?
D-A-X-I-D-O-R.
I kind of side-eye.
And I'm Moira. and I own this bar.
Moira?
Moira.
Moira. Oh, I like that name.
Run it with my husband. And my son, usually, but not for the last 9 months. And my baby girl for a bit.
For a bit.
Close to family, fair.
How do you spell Moira? M-O-W-R-A?
M-O-I-R-A, usually?
Yep.
M-O-I-R-A.
Moira.
I like that name. I just couldn't figure out how to fucking...
A.
Yeah.
It's been a day.
So, tell us everything you can. Obviously, we realize that you're in a bit of a pickle right now. You might not be able to. But,
I'll give them the generic lowdown of everything, minus gruesome details or...
Lascivious details.
Illicit details, yeah. But definitely capitalizing on the fun details.
And so you're going from city to city and killing these slaver wizards.
Mm-hmm.
All the more power to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you say that you'd seen the Still Mask folks?
She said, yes, down there by the Wizard's Tower. There's two of them.
There's a third probably rocking around somewhere, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Invisible? Is that right?
Maybe.
Saw one invisible by the tower.
We saw one invisible? I thought he was... Oh, it was Tony saw him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're missing a...
You walk by there on the way to the farmstead. You all played it cool as you walk by, but yeah, you definitely saw an invisible one there keeping a lookout. She says, and so it's interesting, now that you mention it, you know, he was supposed to have, you know, every week or so he gets the, you know, he gets together and has a little festival for the families and kids and whatnot, but that's been canceled for a few weeks.
Does he ever leave the tower?
Well, it used to be all about town. Yeah, he would always go around town handing out boons, as he called them.
Spit on my journal.
No.
Seemed fond of children, but not in a creepy way.
That's good.
Have to add that on there.
Yeah.
So he would have these get-togethers every couple of weeks?
Oh, every week, yeah, I'd have a little affair in the park. It'd be a, you know, there'd be a pyrotechnics and, you know, he'd bring in some entertainers and there'd be games and things like that.
Do you know if anybody is, speaking to him or visiting him?
I don't. I just know that no one's seen him in a few weeks and, what on the street is he's locked himself up in this tower, nice and tidy.
Well, that's because of us, I'm pretty sure.
Oh. So, which of your siblings is supposed to be here?
Let's see, we are in...
Averna?
There. Wisp?
Does he have a tabaxi that comes in and about?
You've seen.
Wisp.
Oh.
Oh yeah, though we don't really usually see him except for at the events that Every year in midwinter, he puts up this big, magnificent mansion. That's, you know, it's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Uh-huh.
And he gives out gifts to all the children in town.
Wisp does?
No, Atlantis does, but Wisp is there for that.
Okay.
But you don't usually see a Wisp out and about around town.
Yeah. So, 100% Wisp to Hopscotch. Any way in the tower that you know of?
I've never been in there myself. Never had need to.
Would I know of anyone or anything of someone who was like a jokester and would pull pranks on the wizard or anything like that?
Hello? Everybody that did that is dead.
Yeah.
That's not something, I mean, and your experience with them is just that, yeah, once a year when you were a kid, like, your parents would take you to this nice mansion and you'd get a little gift, and you know, about the time that you stopped caring about such things is about the time you stopped going.
Cool. Do you want to? Can you message? No.
Well, could I? I guess, like, I could do a paper bird. I could do, but I mean, that's not. Elitis could probably still see that.
Mm. What's that?
Oh, messaging my sibling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so sending is all in your own head. If you did it late enough at night, maybe they'd be sleeping?
Yeah.
Maybe ask it. Well, dreams are even less easy to trust if you don't know someone. So I know that Vakalis has been messaging you for dreaming, but that's because he's paranoid and doesn't like the sending spell, right?
Well, it's also more secure than the sending.
The sending spell, you have to speak the message out loud.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
But I'm the only one that has to speak it out loud. It's not like...
It goes into their head.
So I don't... Actually, I wouldn't prepare it, but maybe... find a spot.
So I'm just thinking, like, how are we going to get to him?
Yeah.
And, like, do we need a distraction? Do we need a... Because I think anyone that comes up, I'm just assuming that anyone that comes up to the tower is going to be like, oh.
And so I will say, he's an abjuration wizard, so penetrating his tower...
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be the hardest, probably.
So getting him out is probably... what we
want to do. Does he heal children? Like, if somebody gets sick, does he come in like a white knight to heal them?
Well, that's more clerical work.
Okay, no. I don't think any of us could actually believably make small enough either. I mean, what's the, we still don't know what that shadow dragon is, but... So that's an unknown that could attack us. Because I'm still really worried that that's
Lord Amari.
Amari. What do we think about just killing the Order of the Still Mask? That would give him the heads up that we were here, and he'd just probably lock it down, right?
Probably. Yeah.
I think messaging Wisp late at night to see what their perspective is.
Yeah.
But then, what if the, like, magpie was to begin with?
I mean, I think it's appropriate to assume that everyone's going to be as scared as magpie was. Because it's really scary, and they haven't had interaction with the outside world.
You talked to, I don't have any fucking notes. You talked to the one in Bronzeport, and they were eager to get out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hummingbird?
Yeah. Let's see.
So that turned out well.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing that because Elitis is so well-liked, that they're probably real fucked in the head about what's right and what's good and what's bad.
I agree.
Because even if they're being abused... they're going to be told by everybody else that, oh, aren't you so lucky? Mm. Just a guess.
Just a what?
Just a guess.
Just a guess. Oh, you said just a kiss. I was like, wait. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think maybe sending a message. I mean, I'm still okay sending a message to Wisp.
Just see
and
happens.
Asking if they'll, like, meet up, meet me somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I mean, if they do have any privacy, they may go ahead and reply to you. And you can message back and forth for a while. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the main risk is that it gets intercepted, and instead of Wisp meeting us, it's somebody else. But
I mean, I feel like we're pretty reasonably able to handle most of anything.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send...
How late is it, just in case?
It's pretty late.
It's like 11.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Is that a level 3 or 2? I can't remember. 3. So yeah, I'll just say something like, hey, it's your brother Tony. I'm in town, I'd really like to see you.
Real quick, just so you would remember this, even if Tony doesn't. Your sibling, your Tony name was not Tony when you were separated from your siblings.
I haven't come up with my name.
You did?
Yeah, it's...
Oh, was it the Professor of Yowington?
No, you have it on your character sheet.
Oh, I don't remember.
But it is Thundercloud.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that completely. Here, let me put... Oh, I did put it on my sheet. Cool. Well, glad that Colleen was at least thinking about it at some point. So, it's your brother, Thundercloud. I'd like to meet with you. I'm in town. Can you meet me at... Should I just have them... I don't want them to meet me
here. Place. What was the place called that tried to get our business?
Black Barnacle.
Black Barnacle.
Yeah, Black Barnacle. Meet me at the Black Barnacle tomorrow at 10 a.m.
You get a reply.
Okay.
Thundercloud, if that's really you, so happy to hear from you. But unfortunately, it's after my bedtime, and I'll get in trouble if I'm caught talking. I'm also not allowed to leave right now, but I'd love to meet you sometime.
And if I respond, it's another spell slot?
Yeah.
I'll still use it.
Okay. We're going to take a long rest soon anyway, so...
Yeah, let me know when you can meet. I'm flexible.
How can I communicate with you?
This is gross.
I almost feel like it could be a trap if what you're saying is right. Like,
or even worse, they're in some sort of permanent childhood. And have been treated like a child and convinced they're a child for the last 40 years.
I think, like, my last response is, I'll have a solution for how we can communicate once we meet. Please tell me where and when.
I don't know when I'll be allowed out again, but I'll let you know as soon as I know. Keep in touch.
Great. I mean, that's, I think, as much as we can.
Yeah. So, I mean, we just have to kill the guy.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's what we move forward with right now. In hopes that Wisp comes to me before then, but we don't know.
I didn't hear the messages.
Yeah, so I guess I'll just tell them.
How do you explain them to your fellow?
So, I was able to communicate with... It's my brother, right?
Yeah.
With my brother, Wisp, who lives in the Wizard's Tower. And he's pretty locked down. He doesn't know when he'll be able to get away. And so, I think I'll probably buy him a sending stone for when we do meet in person. Just so that I don't have to keep using the sending spell over and over again. And I feel like that's going to be a lot more secure than something else. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's move forward with we're going to kill Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Project Kill Santa.
His name's Aladdis.
Nope.
I know, but
not.
he's
you made him
Santa.
Look like Santa. You can't be mad at us for calling him Santa derisively.
I can't remember. Do your siblings do we need to give them the okay to go to whatchamacallit?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I guess we'll do that too tonight, is give them the okay.
I guess just let them know we're here, but I mean, there's no way to coordinate an attack because we don't even know how we're going to get in.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean, it's important that we're all in place in case the opportunity.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll also send a message to my other siblings that.
Go for Magpie.
Hey, Magpie. We're in Averna, so if you guys are ready, please get. Where you need to be, and we'll send signal once everything's good to go.
All right, did you hear that, everybody? It's go time!
Jesus.
All right, we'll let you know tomorrow after we've managed to make it to Malanga and blend into the local environment.
We should warn them about the person who lives at the Wizard's Tower, right? Was Malanga, right?
Person who lives at
the
wait,
was that the
oh,
wrong?
No, they're going to Malanga directly.
Oh,
not
okay,
in Taxi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We had to go that way because we were taking the boat. They have
sorry.
A direct route there.
Magpie was able to get a teleportation circle and sigil and just directly to Malanga.
Underhandedly.
Oh, yeah.
You remember
there,
that?
Yeah.
My memory is pristine.
Over and out, sister.
Marcus, oh, this is so exciting. Watching it all come together.
Oh, yeah, what's the deal with the black
barnacle?
Barnacle?
Oh, it's a shithole tavern trying to poach people from good taverns as they get off the boat.
Yeah, is it working?
I mean, works once, right? And then you go there, and you have to shit hole, and then the next day you try to find someplace good. And what do you find?
Uh-huh.
Sage and I.
That's right.
Nice. Good food, clean beds.
Mm.
Solid entertainment.
I'm your prophet.
I'm sorry, I can't stop. Boy, howdy. Tony's a character. And we don't have a map of Averna, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't really need one either.
It's really not, small.
It's pretty small down. Runs at a leisurely pace.
Hmm.
Probably no sewage drains, huh?
Yeah, no.
Are you gonna go through the sewers?
Worked once, right?
Alright. You always have to ask.
A few minutes later, your sending stone crackles to life, and Ari, you hear, hey, bitch!
What up, bitch?
So I went down to the Drunken Archer, and your brother is not there anymore.
Classic.
Yeah, but I talked to the bartender, and apparently yesterday before he was talking to me, he was there with the bartender remembered it very clearly because it seemed like such an odd pairing. A guy who looked like a vagrant, and a guy who was a well-dressed half-orc, so...
Is that the rich guy from
Banner?
Bannon?
Whatever.
Could have been Bannon. Kind of matched the description.
Didn't she fuck him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she didn't see them.
No.
Oh, okay. He was seen with a vagrant and a well-dressed half-orc?
Yeah, I asked a few follow-up questions. Open-ended, of course. You get more information that way from the bartender. I think it may have been a druid type.
Wait.
So, he had a staff. He smelled bad, but it sounded like that may be a life choice.
Rather than life-making choices for him.
Yeah.
The vagrant.
But anyway, that's all I got so far. I told the bartender if he shows back up to let him know I'm looking for him.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, anything else? Otherwise, I'm going to head back to my place and listen to my shows.
Go for it. Listen away. Thank you.
All right, keep in touch.
Will do.
Read out.
Does that...
Okay, so... Rita's let you know her information. You guys are still in the cavern. Is there anything else you want to do this evening, or are you going to call it a night?
I'm going to call it a night.
I mean, can I just... Can she and I make rolls based on those descriptions, just in case Shay and I cannot remember somebody in our past?
Yeah, we'll be in intelligence checks.
No, that's a big
old no. History,
about history.
I love the 9.
I
bet that's
going to
be a 10. Yep.
Okay.
I mean, like you said, the half-orc kind of, I mean, Bannon was a well-dressed half-orc. As far as, like, you know, vagrant-looking druid that talks, that describes, like, a lot of the druids that you know.
Yeah.
But I will say, I won't say much. But yeah, like, you were engaged to a druid, so, like, you've known people like that.
Disgusting. Just kidding.
Aiden Chef.
So wait, just to make sure I have this right, so what Harita said is that your brother... was seen with a well-dressed half-orc and a druid?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think I got that mixed up because I was like, wait, was he the druid? Was
the
he
really
what?
The really rich guy we ran into at the...
the casino? The house we
That was an orc, right? Not
yes.
A half-orc?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So I remember he had that, like, invisible dude that was, like, maybe could be seen as a vagrant, but not very druid-y.
Okay.
Yeah, and that servant was well dressed.
Ah. We needed 4 arms, right?
Yeah, 4 arms. Very weirdly. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's something someone would point out.
I guess it depends on what world you're in. They might not point out 4 arms in certain worlds.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's impolite to point out those types of things.
You could just ask someone why they have 4 arms.
For sure.
Right.
I guess if I saw someone with 4 arms, I probably wouldn't comment on it.
Blind. I don't
if I saw someone with 4 arms, I 100% would be like, yo, what's
up
with those 4 arms?
What's
Where
happening?
Can I get a pair? Alright, so.
You just not woke.
Oh, that's what it is. That's for sure.
The only 4 arms I've ever seen are these.
Don't talk to me about your woke agenda.
I know, right? Tony and his woke agenda.
Alright. You said previously that you were considering using a potion of watchful rest. Is that something you're still planning on doing?
Yep.
Y'all are sharing a room? One big room?
Yeah.
One big...
One big
what?
An iPod reference.
Yeah.
Alright, so. You drink your magical elixir and fill...
Elixir.
And, you keep a...
I don't think she's
going to
drink it like that.
Just but watchful rest over the rest of the party. No flowers protrude from Inari's mouth. It's been quite a while since that's last happened.
Well, I haven't taken the potion of watchful rest in a long time either. It only happened that one time. And then I took it maybe 2 other times and really haven't taken much more.
But you'll sleep restfully. No communiques with your brother, no weird dreams. In your sleep shims, you see schematics coming together of this dope-ass hairpin that you're thinking about making for Inari.
I get so nervous whenever you, like, point at me specifically, like, I was like, what's happening? Okay.
All right, it's the 3rd of Death, King's Day.
Nice.
Fantasy Wednesday. Y'all wake up and head downstairs in your disguises and see, you know, get some delicious breakfast from the Sage Knight Tavern. Best breakfast in Averna.
That's right.
As you all are talking, figuring out what you're going to do with the day, the
disguise check.
I'm Petra. Everyone's disguised. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The door opens up, and a large half-orc woman fills the frame of the door. She scans around the tower and points at you, Inari. She says, "You."
Oh shit.
She walks over. Trailing behind her is a little child.
Oh!
And she says, "You out here kicking children in the streets? That a game to you?"
I didn't kick anybody.
Yes, you did. Roll me a deception check.
This is a lie.
I know.
Oh, is that a...
Yeah, your minimum's 10 on these, though, so... I think, yeah.
Yeah, so... 22.
Needs a 20.
What is it?
A 4.
4?
She looks down at the kid, and the kid says, "That was her. I know it was her. She's the one. She tricked me. She said things in my head."
If anyone was tricked, it wasn't on purpose.
She kind of looks at the four of you, sizing you up, realizing you all are adventurers by the quality and quantity of your magical item.
Sorry, just the image of, like, this little kid trying to confront us, and, like, you with your giant magical sword... And Shems is probably, like, tinkering with her giant cannon.
Something
and everything.
Shems is just sitting, like, there with her death staff, like, the little sounds of ghosts wailing from it. And so, yeah, you get the idea that, like, noble intentions. She's come in, she's made her point. She's now checked the vibe, done some mental math. And she's just like, "Be more careful in the future. Don't push little kids."
I will.
And she says, "Come on." She takes the hand of the kid and leads her out.
Seriously,
can I,
you kicked a kid. Why?
As the kid goes outside, you hear the kid start shouting to him in the street, "Black Barnacle, come to the..." You recognize that. And you realize kind of when this may have happened.
I mean, I tricked the kid. That was very different from kicking.
I mean, you're like, okay, kicking a kid is on the floor, but we're talking like a mouse that's height above that is what we're talking about here.
But I mean, like, tripping, kicking. There's a very big difference.
You almost fucking got me.
There's a very big difference.
I shouldn't have been drinking while you were doing anything. I almost got water everywhere. Shit, that would have sucked. All right,
Tony, this seems like a conversation that's right up your alley. What is Tony doing?
I mean, I'm glad that the half-orc woman understood what was going on. I imagine that, like, when she came in and, like...
understood what was going on.
I imagine, like, when she went up to Inari, I just, like, put on my hat. Just sat there until she noticed us. And then I'm like, yeah. Run, bitch.
Run. All right, so... Your breakfast encounter out of the way. What do you all do with your day?
Breakfast encounter. You son of a bitch. He had a habit of having breakfast encounters.
Would they have blueprints of the wizard's tower at the library or somewhere?
You would know to check.
I'm gonna check!
Let's go to the library!
I'm actually gonna go do something else. I'll meet you there.
Toodles.
Jim,
what
about you?
I don't know. Do I want to do something? I don't know. Petra, do you want company on your task? Because I don't know, splitting the party.
No, I guess I need to be alone for. Probably going to be nothing, and I'll meet you there in like 20 minutes.
I will go to the library too, then.
Okay. So you through the library, got you on some serious business. You putting your psychic whispers up?
Mm-hmm. Got a 5. Nice.
All right. So we'll start with library kids.
Yeah.
All right. So, Inari, you lead the way to the library. Tony, when you arrive, you see this small building, single story. Maybe like 800 square feet of library. It's got a little glass door that pushes open. And as you walk inside, you see maybe 8 shelves of books. You see a tiger pelt up on the wall. And that is it.
Cool. Is there a librarian or mm-hmm. anybody that can help?
Yep. You see a halfling woman with long red hair. Just kind of kicking back in the chair and reading a book.
Okay. I'll go up to her. Hey there!
So, hello.
Does this library have blueprints of the buildings in town?
Well, no. For something like that, you'd probably want to talk to the city hall.
Okay, cool. Where's that?
Can't miss it. It's like 4 doors down.
Fantastic. Thanks so much! Go to city hall.
Customer service voice.
Alright, so you leave the library, the door opens with a loud whoosh as you take out.
Well, there's no reason to be nasty.
Did I say, what? No,
no,
was
you
that
were
nasty?
Saying my customers. No, no, sorry. I was being very nice. No, I was being really nice with my customer service voice because there's no use in being nasty.
Oh, okay.
So you walk down to City Hall. It is not far, just a few minutes. But you feel a nice breeze. You can see the mountains off in the distance. You can kind of look around. You can see the edge of the forest off behind you in the distance. And you find yourself in front of the Averna Ratskeller.
What?
City Hall. Right?
Ratskeller?
Ratskeller.
Sometimes you use words and I'm like, I'm not up on my medieval terminology.
Yeah, right?
So, yeah, I'm going to go in and see if I can find some blueprints. Is there, like, a desk or something?
Yeah, you walk into another small building. You walk in and you see a kind of wizened-looking dwarven man.
Ooh, can I have waited outside?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Sitting behind a little desk. Another little desk. It's kind of full of them.
Hi!
Looks at you and Chims and says, good morning.
So, I'm looking for some blueprints of buildings in town. Do you have those available for public reference?
Mayhap we do, mayhap we don't. Why have you been needing them?
Oh, I'm a wealthy investor, and I've come to town to potentially invest in some new buildings, and just curious to see what kind of structural use is best, and yeah.
Make me a deception check.
Yeah.
What's you, Shims? He says, and what relation are you to this person?
Wait, what'd you get for this?
17.
Okay.
Do you have a bonus?
Oh, sorry. I thought that was a 17.
No. 11.
I am his apprentice. I'm an intern at his investment place.
Eden's got a place big enough for interns. Oh wow!
We sure do. We sure do. What are you interested in applying?
That is a very wicked-looking staff that you're having.
She's a fashionista. You can't bring her anywhere without bringing her fancy staff.
Oh, are you all from the city or something?
We sure are.
Which city?
What city are we not from? I mean, we've got offices in every major city in the...
Yeah, where are you based out of is what I'm asking.
Oh, we're out of Bronzeport.
Oh, Bronzeport. City folk. Big money.
Yeah, right?
Well, despite this flimsy story, I feel liable to believe you all, so...
Yes, you should. What makes you think this is a flimsy story?
That was a DM editorializing.
This is a great story. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I think they, you know, I think this is a really exciting opportunity, but, you know, with people of your caliber here in the city, obviously I'm not the person that you should be talking to.
Oh, who should we be talking to?
You should be talking to our mayor.
Okay. Where can I talk to him?
She?
Sorry.
Wow, Tony.
She usually stops in after lunch.
Okay. So about 1 o'clock or so?
More like at 1:30. We take things slow here. Lunches usually run a little while late.
Great. Well, I will see. I didn't catch your name.
Oh, my name?
Yeah.
Porthos.
Porthos. Pleasure meeting you. I will see you again about 1:30.
Porthos with a P?
Yeah.
I thought it was Porthos.
Porthos.
Porthos the Horthos.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll look forward to seeing you then. What are you doing outside?
I was just going to be outside, and if we needed to sneak in, be invisible. That's it.
Okay, so now you just come back out.
How we go?
Good, we're going to talk to the mayor.
We're investors now.
Yep.
Do I know who the mayor is?
Yeah, do you know who the mayor is?
Yeah.
Ah.
Give me some intel.
Yeah, what's the intel? She's a lady. Whoa,
yes.
whoa. She eats lunch.
She does. She loves lunch. A leisurely lunch.
Her name... Leisurely lunch. Her name is Jane. Jane Allen. A-L-I-N. She's been mayor for as long as you can remember. She's a half-elf and has been mayor for at least 70 years.
Is she hot?
In like an old half-elf sort of way, yeah.
Okay, half-elf milf. We can work with that.
Gilf, at this point, she's a tight grandma.
She's a tight grandma? Okay, yeah.
You said that.
Oh, it was Nadpod. Okay.
But yeah, so she's an older woman. Keeps it tight. Alright, so you guys are going to come back at 1:30?
Yeah.
What are you going to do in the meantime?
I don't know, maybe, build up our story a little bit, go for a little walk around. I might even change my clothes so I look a little more like an investor.
Change your disguise.
Yeah.
I dress like a secretary.
Yeah.
Love it.
What about you and Ari?
I'm just hanging out.
You're back in your old stomping grounds. Anything you want to do or anything you're avoiding?
I think I'm avoiding anyone knowing I'm back in town, so then I won't actually be back in town.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't have to deal with anything.
Okay.
But I think I'll be just kind of looking and seeing if I see anything different, anything strange, or, you know, nothing mm-hmm. too crazy.
Yeah, as you walk around town, you kind of get the idea of why you left in the first place. Just things are eerily similar. Mm-hmm. You've been gone, you know, almost a year. 9 months, 10 months, you know, however long it's been, and everything looks the same, everything feels as small and constricting, and the things that you're not thinking about are still, you know, present. So yeah, you just kind of distract yourself maybe with the ruse.
Mm-hmm. I did want to ask if it is worth exploring the angle of trying to figure out if anyone in town has beef with the wizard man whose name I can't remember.
Alatus Oakmall.
Say that again?
Alatus.
Alatus.
E-L-A-T-U-S.
E-L-A-T-U-S. I'm going to need to reference that every time because he's just Santa in my brain.
Yeah, right?
So,
looking but
for
is
people
it,
to have beef with Santa. Right?
Yeah, because it's... I mean, we know he sucks, but, like, does anyone else in town know he sucks? Does...
Yeah,
like, have any... I feel like maybe the mayor or the guard captain might have some clues about, like, oh, yeah, this one person complained about a thing and we didn't look into it because it's Santa and we're not going to... get a warrant to search Santa's house, but, like, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that might be worth exploring.
Yeah, that made me think of something, too. Like, I don't know if they would have, like, a message board or, like, a posting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, look to see if there's any, like,
mm-hmm.
interesting, strange, I don't know, something
yeah.
that might be odd or connected or something, just
mm-hmm.
in case.
Okay, so we'll come back to that. Petra.
Yep.
You are off on your own solo adventure. What are you up to?
Solo adventure. How big is this town in reference to Champagne?
If Rakad is Champagne, this town would be like St. Joe.
So super small. How many people does St. Joe have in it?
2,000.
2,000? Okay, so closer to where I grew up. So very small. So, I mean, I have criminal background, so I can reliably find contacts. Would I be able to find a contact here in town?
This is intriguing, because I would say potentially, but it'd have to be with your taika.
That's fine. If I know of something, then I'm willing to consider that. But first I want to know what I know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So you recall back to when you were working with, it's been so long since I've said her name.
Talia,
thank you, God. Mm-hmm. So you think back to when you were working with Talia, and, you know, of course, obviously, most of your business was in, you know, the bar, you know, Rakad, the big cities. Well, you know, Talia talked about how, you know, despite the fact that these towns look all innocent, there's, you know, big sorts of underground, you know, trades that move through here, you know, mm-hmm. narcotics and, mm-hmm. you know, things that would, you know, best not go through big cities unless they draw attention.
Uh-huh.
And so you do know of a contact named Golda.
Golda?
Mm-hmm.
G-O-L-D-O?
The A.
Golda? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who is a halfling and is the Talia kind of contact here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And would they know me on site? Or would I just have to use Talia's name?
Yeah, I don't think you've ever been here before, so you'd have to use Talia's name and convince them that you were.
Okay. Do I know where to find them? Or just ask around?
Well, let me investigation check.
Okay. Investigation. That's a 17.
It takes a couple hours, but you start to see the sort of the thieves' cant. Sort of, you know, there's little signals hidden in places, little things pointing around.
Mm-hmm.
And you eventually catch the track and find your way to an alley that has a little door into the side of it.
Okay. Well, I'll do a quick knock.
One of those nice little peepholes slides Shoot. Open. And you see hear a booming voice say, "What do you want?"
I'm looking for Golda.
Who should I say is calling?
A friend of Talia's.
Hold on.
Should it have been some sort of special greeting or anything? No? Okay.
A few minutes later, a little people further down opens up.
Here.
See his mother up and say, "I know you, stranger."
Not personally, no. But I know you know Talia, or at least know of her.
Here. Click, 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 click. Door opens. You see there's at least 6 locks.
Yeah, for sure.
Built in inside. They only saw 1 lock from the outside.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're all deadbolts and stuff, right? Yeah. Slide locks.
So you open the door opens, and you see a shadowy room. Mm-hmm. And you see a short halfling woman say, "Well, come in.
How's it going?
Let's leave the formalities till we get inside, shall we?"
No, I said that as I was walking in. Sorry.
A surprisingly large human man. He's maybe pushing 7 foot.
Ooh.
You'd almost guess he's a Goliath, except for the fact that he just has a huge, bushy beard and a big pot belly.
Oh, very big, bushy beard.
And he shuts the door and stands behind it, and she leads you into a room that seems darker than it should be.
Okay. Is it magically dark?
You would guess maybe magical dark.
Okay.
As you get in, your eyes switch over to dark vision, everything kind of turns into shades of gray.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a little table, and she gestures you to sit at the other end of it.
I kind of kick the chair a little bit, make sure nothing happens, like, in my own head, and then sit down.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you sit down. She pulls a chair up and climbs up into it so that she's sitting above you.
Whatever.
She says, so what's Talia sending one of hers here for?
I'm on a solo mission, actually. But I know you know Talia.
What's your name?
Don't freak out. Oh, God, am I going to do that? Hold on, I didn't say don't freak out. Let me think about the consequences of my actions really quickly. My name is Petra, although Talia knows me by a different name.
And what name is that?
Taika.
Ah, yes, I was warned about you. She says, Talia has a message for you.
I thought so.
Come home.
That's inevitable, honestly. But I have things to wrap up before I deal with that. And,
I've delivered my part of the message. So what you need me for?
Is your guy gonna try and lop my head off for her?
Him? Armless.
Sure.
He's a keys for show. Mm-hmm. She says, if I wanted you dead, it'd be me versus you, and you'd know who's putting the knife in you.
As you came at me from these shadows.
He says, it's my place of business. It's all a show, you know this.
That's fine. Well, I'm here because I have a grudge to settle with the wizard.
She says, you know, Talia warned me about you, but she didn't say that you'd be struggling with these mighty balls that you have. How do you walk around with them?
They're beautifully. I'm a dancer.
She says, what beef could you have with the kind old man?
He's a slaver.
Okay, that's some beef.
Yep.
She says, someone you know?
Personally, no. But, sibling of a friend? I don't know, how much news do you get out from the outer worlds here, from the outer cities?
Well, she says you seem to anticipate a line of questioning.
Mm-hmm.
Heard that a few wizards have gone dead lately.
You hear about Bronzeport?
I think everybody's heard about Bronzeport, my dear. Impressive work. She says, do you know that it's still raining magic over there?
Man, we left so fast. You've got to assume, but you also got to get the fuck out when you do something that fucking crazy. Am I right?
The pit where the tower once was now goes down 100 feet.
Wow.
They've been sending people in to excavate it.
Oh, shit. Is there, like, a tunnel system or something?
I don't know. That's all I've heard.
That's fascinating. We have got to go back to see what that is. That is fascinating. But what I'm here for, talking to you, is figure out a way to pop that pimple out of the tower.
Oh my god.
I know, right? It popped into my head and I was like, well, may as well. It's there.
So you need into the tower.
Mm-hmm. Or a way to make the tower uninhabitable, to bring him out. Bait that you know he'll respond to.
She thinks about it. She says, you certainly are a bold one, I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. Got me this far.
She says, pick the wrong pimple to pop. He's...
I regret it already.
Mm-mm. He is locked away well in that tower. We don't know the way in.
No, deeply wounded. I was worried about that.
And... believe it or not, despite all my intel, guys on the up and up. No illegal goods coming in and out, no suspect activities. The slaver thing's news, but...
Wisp?
I'm assuming you're referring to as Ward?
I'm sorry, what does that mean? Ward?
That's what he calls him.
Well, Ward usually refers to a child.
Yeah, he's had this Ward for 40-something years.
Yeah.
It's odd, yes, we agree.
And they're still a child?
Oh, no, they're a full-grown tabaxi.
But he treats them like a child.
Never seen him myself.
Huh. Well, definitely was stolen from his mother as a child and has been held as a slave since.
That's if you're looking for a weak spot, that's it.
Wisp?
Yeah.
How do we get to Wisp?
Fuck if I know. It's your problem, not mine.
Fair enough. All right. Well, I was hoping for more, unfortunately.
Has anything ever caused that wizard upset, concern?
He seems like a pretty... Word is, he's a pretty jolly fellow with a bowl full of jelly for a tummy.
Okay. Well, goddammit. How much for you to not tell Talia that I'm here?
What you offering?
I don't know how much money I have. I don't know shit. You give me a number.
She says, let's call it 10 platinum. I'll forget I've seen it.
Well, I definitely have 10 platinum. Yeah, for sure. Like, if you were, like, 2,000 platinum, I would pause. But, yeah, I definitely got 10 platinum. Sounds good. I appreciate your silence. And, of course, you're the only one who knows that I'm here at all. So, I'll know if someone told you.
She says, look, you all are melting towers and killing wizards. She says, I got my 10 platinum. I'm not going to say anything. She says, though, I will say, she didn't sound angry.
That would be a shock.
She says, the tone of her message?
Come home?
It sounded more beseeching than that.
Yeah, beseeching. Is that the way you talk to somebody you had tied up, put in a basement to be killed?
Hey, whatever happens between y'all is between y'all. I'm just relaying the message, how I saw it.
Some bullshit is what that is. Thanks for your help. Keep your mouth shut, yeah?
What do you know what you're talking about?
I'll shake her hand.
Shake yours back.
Okay, and I'll leave. Shit.
Oh, next time you come?
Huh?
He likes sweets.
Good to know. Thanks. man, that's a bummer. So I will head out to find these guys.
Okay. Alright, so you find these four, like, getting, like, trying, like, in the mirror, like, trying on their different, like, developer outfits. And Shims has had a makeover and looks very, like, office worker Shims.
What y'all doing?
We have a meeting with the mayor at 1:30.
How's your bingo?
It's some interesting library time. Yeah, yeah. There's no back door into the wizard's tower that I could figure out. Mm-hmm. He seems on the up and up, isn't selling shit, isn't nothing. He definitely calls and refers to Wisp as his ward, which is a weird way to refer to a grown-ass man.
Not if you've had him this big life.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. I think this guy's a sick fuck.
Well, I mean, you know that.
Yeah. I mean, maybe sicker than... Maybe as bad as I think. I got a bad feeling about this guy.
Oh. Well, I've got a little scam going where we're going to meet with the mayor as prospective realtors that are looking to develop Annaverna, and that we're part of a conglomerate.
Conglomerate. Okay.
And I'm hoping through this ruse that we're able to get blueprints of the Wizard's Tower, and maybe even some of the adjoining buildings. I'm hoping there's a secret tunnel. I don't know what we'll find, but
nice.
we'll see what happens. But Shems and I'll be practicing our improv skills.
Okay. Alright. Nice. I was just gonna ask a question. So I use a ring of identity. Does it have a perception threshold where people can see through it?
Yeah, it works like this guy's self.
Okay, so sitting in one place so that the Order of Still Mask can look at me multiple times is probably a bad idea, right?
I mean, they'd have to be suspicious. Like, you're not, like, looking at everybody that's like, is that an illusion?
Yeah.
You'd have to draw some sort of suspicion to yourself where they would be meriting, like, a closer, like...
Okay. Is there a cafe of sorts or anything like that where I would be within view of the Wizard's Tower where I could just post up with a newspaper?
There's one 60 feet away.
Oh, damn, that's really close.
You want one further?
Well, does it have windows where I could, like, sit inside and not outside?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that while you guys are doing your thing, then I might get a book and pretend to read a little ways away from the Wizard's Tower. Just, I don't think anything's going to happen, but I'm not going to add anything to your adventure by being there. So, did you just pick that up and eat stem at all? Is that what I just saw happen?
Are you okay? Don't choke.
Just keep it cool. Keep it cool. Keep it cool. No choking. Keep it cool. I'm not laughing. You're not laughing. Everyone is fine.
I do it to piss people off.
You do it to piss people off.
Everyone hates it. I think it's
and
funny.
I'm just like, are you all right? Like, medically, are you okay?
Extra fiber.
She did just almost keeping eye contact. And I was like, what? What just happened? I'm very upset.
That's the point.
Strawberry stem?
No.
It
or cherry stem.
The strawberry.
The strawberry.
She just went home. I was like,
I was worried that it was the cherry and that she hadn't spit out the pit yet. And so I'm like waiting and I'm like terrified that she's gonna choke.
Like a memory that you'll have for the rest of your life. Someone just popping a full goddamn strawberry and starting to chew stem it off.
I mean, it is edible.
You're welcome. New core memory.
Oh, fuck.
I started doing it because my brother
was
really
so
hated it.
Startled, like
wow.
There she just did it again.
Sibling energy right there.
You do realize your brother isn't here, right? Okay.
I mean, it's working though. Like she got what she wanted.
True chaos energy.
That's the most chaotic thing I've ever seen someone do in person. Okay.
You know what would be even more chaotic, though, is to take the cherry, hit and all.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's dangerous.
You don't want to poop that out later.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I just do it to make people a little uncomfortable.
I mean, I'm just upset.
Like, dude, I'm so startled. I think I already asked this, and I don't remember. Do we know if the Bulwarks of Rosa is not here?
You think they are here.
Oh, okay.
Bar, as far as you're aware, is the only
thing. Bar.
Oh, yeah,
it's a barn. We should definitely do that. And how many taverns are there? There's the state line, the shithole, the black hole of shit.
There's at least six.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Most of which are near the dock.
Okay. Would it be safe to assume that they might, if everything's close to the dock, they might be in a bar that's close to the mark.
You also have your mom back.
Yeah.
You could also
I assumed the Bulwarks of Rosa was, like, a little more underground, but I guess she is a tavern owner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How crazy would it be if they're just working out of your tavern?
I know, I was like, mm-hmm. Hey, Mom. I was gonna do that, but
do
I
it.
Forgot.
I'm actually... Yeah, we should do that.
What is
order
it?
The drink.
Scotch and a crystal glass.
Scotch on the rocks and a crystal
glass? Scotch and soda and a crystal
glass. Scotch
and
soda.
Maybe it was a little more than scotch.
Crystal glass.
I'm still
so
fucking
somewhere.
Upset.
Also, I like the vibe in this table.
It really
I mean, you're freaking out about strawberries. You're antagonizing strawberries. Shay has melted. She is.
It feels nice.
The strawberry antagonist. God damn
it's
it.
Just, like, I mean, it's not even...
I'm going to try and find the smallest strawberries and try to throw them and you just swallow them.
The thing is, I started doing it because my brother really hates it. It's also why I wear different colored socks, intentionally. But it's like, it's just a little bit of, like, leaf that you don't even taste.
The eye contact.
So why is the bee?
The eye contact. Like, you did it. You looked at me, no way.
I was listening because you were talking.
I feel like subconsciously, though, you knew.
You knew!
A little, I guess.
If anything was going to bother anyone, it was going to be
that is fair. Yes.
Oh my god. Sorry for the derail.
No.
Get back to it. I'm so distracted.
Alright, so...
anyway.
You're going to go down to the cafe and post up. Do you stop by the library and get a book on the way?
Sure, yeah.
Alright, you pick up a little book called Arm of Steel. It's the first in the Warforged Fantasy series by Praise Quality. And so, yeah, it's about, like, a Warforged who, like, lead, it, like, starts as humble beginnings and, like, comes, you know, like, there's romance and fighting and, you know.
Everything.
Yeah. And they're all, like, you know, Arm of Steel, Heart of Iron, like, that sort of, you know.
Yeah.
So you, yeah, the librarian there recommends that one for you.
Okay, cool.
Check it out. No ID required or anything. They just trust you to bring it back.
I might not. We'll see.
You are a criminal after all.
Yeah. That's
here,
my crime.
We might get run out of town.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it depends on how fast we have to leave town.
And there's no late fees. So,
nice.
So you walk down and you find a small the small cafe across from the tower is called Sunny Days. DAZE. And it's kind of like a combo, like, cafe coffee shop where it's like, you know, they have a, you order up at a counter and then they bring food out to you, but like you definitely see people there just hanging out, like some people playing some board games, there's people that are reading books, so definitely not out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely tourists, you see them sitting in there kind of, you'll hear conversations about like, you know, hikes they're going to take and, you know, is it safe and arguments about that, because, you know, the wilds are always.
Yeah. Always excessive.
Yeah.
Anybody in there? Tense, not engaging with other people.
Give me an insight check.
Yeah.
Big money!
Insight. That's all 16.
Yeah, you see there is a half-elf sitting at a table by himself. And they have what looks to be like a crossword puzzle. But you realize after like a few seconds that they haven't actually looked at it or like filled anything out on it, and they just seem to be sort of looking around nervously.
Okay. Nervously.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm going to split my time just like... Do I notice that walking in the door doing a sweep?
No, it's more like you're like waiting for your... order, you kind of are looking around, getting the vibe.
Okay. So can I basically keep my eye on them and the window and kind of play back and forth?
Yeah, you find a nice spot. Let's look at both.
Okay.
Roll me a deception check.
You guys. I can't inspire you, but in real life I'm inspiring you.
Deception?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really great. 21.
They don't seem to notice you noticing them.
Nice. So I'll just sit there and just, like, read a page, look at what's going on over there, read a page, but I'm not actually reading. I don't care about this book. And watch that guy.
We'll need a wisdom save.
Uh-oh. Is this for how engaging the book is? Too funny.
You start off and you're like, I'm not reading it, and they're like, actually, this is really
I was thinking, this sounds like a book that Petra would enjoy, though.
Yeah, it's an 11.
But I will say...
I'm focused, though.
But it's not going to distract you from anything, but, like, you're not pretending to read now you're reading a few words, looking up,
watching,
looking around,
okay.
Reading a few words.
Okay, that's fair. So I am taking this book with me when I leave town. Cool.
All right, let's go to Team Project... Flipping House? I don't know what we're like. I couldn't think of the reality show. There's like so many of them. House Hunters.
And you said he looked worried and nervous?
Nervous.
Extreme small town makeovers.
Alright, so you've all put on your
finest reality.
Should I go with you, Invisible? Or I feel like if a third person shows up, it's kind of...
I think
idea.
It's fine. I mean, it's either going to work or it's not, and we'll go from there, but... Mm-hmm.
Are you going to come invisible or invisible?
Nice.
You have invisible for an hour.
Yeah.
You're welcome to.
I don't, think,
to.
Take
I don't
an hour.
Think it's necessary. It's up to you, though.
I'll be myself.
Well, not myself, but...
Mm-hmm. Blake Lively.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be another one of our associates?
I guess.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't know how many people were with us the first time we stopped by.
That's very true.
Oh, crap. What was the...
I handled the party from...
The dwarf's name. The half-dwarf.
Porthos.
Porthos.
And he was a dwarf?
Half-dwarf?
A dwarf.
Okay.
Grizzled old dwarf.
So is it 1:30?
Yeah, it's getting close to it.
Okay, so we're going to go... I'm going to kind of gather the troops first. So, Inari, who are you in this scenario? I'm kind of the lead of new projects, and then Shems is my intern. What are you going to be? Are you going to be our financial advisor?
I was going to say, she's the money.
Yeah, or maybe even a surveyor?
I can be the financial advisor.
Okay, great.
Like, party planner.
Great. Fantastic.
Opening. We work together to do the openings.
Yeah.
Mm, there you go.
Great. So we'll go into City Hall and for our meeting with the mayor.
All right, so you open the door to City Hall. You see Porthos standing there. It looks like he's cleaned up a little bit since he's left. And you see this... older half-elf woman, you know, probably like 5'6", definitely up there in age, you'd guess over 100 years old, so like kind of like, you know, late 60s in human years. She's got like a ring on each finger, some like long signature earrings, statement necklace, lots of loose muslin-y sort of fabric, and just the hint of like some exotic spices. And standing next to her is a broad-shouldered human woman, dark skin, shaved head, broad shoulders, wearing full plate mail.
So like a bodyguard?
Long cape that is elaborate, and a scowl on her face.
Oh, boy.
And the half-elf, who's right there, extends her hands in an open gesture and says, "Hello. From everybody here in Averna, let me be the first to welcome you to our upcoming and promising city. My name is Jane Alin, and I am the mayor of the city, and I have been for 72 wonderful years." And she goes forward, and she shakes your hand, and then like clasps your hand with her other hand.
Yeah.
And then she says, "And who are your associates?"
Well, I'll let them introduce themselves. We're working on introductions with... our intern, and then, of course, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Arlo. Nice to meet you.
Arlo. What was your name? I'm sorry.
Tony.
Well, you don't have to remember another name. You just need yourself.
Tony, what's your last name, Tony? I'm so sorry. I didn't catch that.
Oh, it's just one name.
You're anonymous. Wonderful.
Yeah, right?
So many people are. It's wonderful.
It just makes things so much more simple, right?
So Tony and Arlo, and we value everybody here in Averna. What's your name?
I'm Aya.
Aya. All right.
Can I get a read on this? Is this like...
Yeah!
I feel like I'm embossing saying.
I'm weak.
Of course it's not genuine. She's a politician.
Well, yeah. Roll me inside.
Roll that shit. She also has a beefcake behind her.
Ah, yeah, I'm rolling so fucking horribly.
18.
That's horrible?
I rolled an 8.
Okay.
Anybody else rolling insight on this woman?
Yeah, I probably should.
Oh, I didn't bring my dice.
Do you want to?
Yeah, look. Go.
Thank you. I also noticed that half of your dice are cat themed.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Insight? I also got an 18.
Oh. Sorry, 18, yeah.
18 across the board!
Alright, the dice are committed, I guess.
What's amazing to me is that she rolled a 19.
No!
Wait,
what about my feature thing that I get
can
to
I
roll?
Can I use Flash of Genius?
Oh, yeah, you got your...
I always forget to use it.
Yeah!
I need to just bring it up.
That is amazing. She rolled a natural 14 in her deception, or, you know,
so
politicianing is plus 5.
Yeah. 21.
Alright, so... you just get the idea that this is very important to her, and that you know, she needs, you know, Averna needs this. In fact, that's something you probably know, is that Averna needs this. Like, you know, you're not one of the big port cities. You've got you get a little bit of economy from people that are, you know, kind of going along the river, this and that. But small town. It's been a small town for a long time for a long reason. So she is a fishy, and you all are the bait, and she is swimming straight towards it.
Great.
I feel bad.
She kind of goes through that kind of awkward, stilted introduction with you all. The guard captain behind her introduces herself. Says, "I'm guard captain Sybil Gamwell. I'm the elected guard captain of Averna. Here to make sure that there's no shenanigans in the city."
Sybil Gamwell?
Mm-hmm. She says, "We, of course, welcome any investors here in, that are here in good faith and earnestness." And the mayor says, "Guard Captain, you are too formal. These are our friends, and they are here to invest in Averna."
"Will you be joining us for our meeting this afternoon?"
"Are you talking to the Guard Captain?"
"Yeah."
"Yes."
"Great."
I feel like I already know it, but what's the vibe of the Guard Captain?
Roll me an insight check.
Much closer to General Strikecutter than...
17, and I'm down to use another thing if I need it.
Easy to read. The guard captain is suspicious of you all because who comes to invest in Averna? And who just shows up to come and invest in Averna?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Solid.
Makes 100% sense.
And Porthos is like, "I'm Porthos. You remember me? I was here earlier."
"I know, Porthos. So good to see you again."
"Thank you. Thank you very much. It's good seeing you all again." He looks towards the mayor expectantly. She's like, "Yes, Porthos, you did a good job. Thank you. Go take a long lunch."
Is he downtrodden to be sent away?
Yeah. He's just happy to be noticed.
Yeah. Madam Mayor, where would you like to meet?
She says, "I thought we would meet on the streets of Averna so you can see what you're investing in."
"I think that sounds like a great idea.
Let's go, Captain."
Can I don't know how much I'll be rolling, but since we're 100% lying, can I either retcon something super quick or excuse myself to the bathroom so I can use my perfume of bewitching infusion?
Just in case.
I'll say you put it on or should, you
gave
it.
Okay, cool.
You should have gone in invisible, then you could stay behind while they left.
Missed opportunity.
Okay. So we got.
You never know, though, right?
Yeah, no.
Never
know.
Walk out into the streets, and the mayor kind of theatrically is like, "Ah, smell that fresh air. That's the smell of the forests and the mountains and the streams." She says, "It's not a smell that you can get in the cities."
"It sure isn't."
So what are you thinking? Factories or?
No, I mean, we're really thinking more tourism and maybe even vacation real estate.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Let's walk down towards the river.
Great.
And the guard captain waits for the three of you to go ahead of her.
Haha. Before the door closes.
Shuts the door and follows 5 feet behind.
So I think I'll just explain, like, our real estate conglomerate is based out of Bronzeport, and we've got a lot of really interested parties to find spaces for vacation homes that are in less... less populated areas. So that they can get away from the hustle and bustle and really just let their hair down. Do you think that Averna might be a good place where we could invest in something like that?"
"And how?" She says, "We've got scenic views of not one but two mountain ranges.
Yeah.
A desert in the distance and a jungle behind us. We are in a unique spot. Now tell me, how do you intend to keep the monsters from the wilds from slaughtering and slaying the people that inhabit these vacation rentals?"
"Well, I mean, that's really going to be their responsibility for security. We're just building the..."
"Oh my god, peak capitalism."
"We
have to sign a liability contract.
We're building the space, but..." You know, our clients in Bronzeport are quite well-to-do, and it's really their responsibility, because we can't be held liable for them not doing the appropriate research about the journey and the travel risks.
Right. She says, "Now, that's the thing. You know, we do have strong liability laws here in Averna," she says. "Now, it's something that perhaps we could address in the city council with the right motivation.
Yeah. Well, so before we get started, one of the things my financial advisor would like to do here, and also why I brought my intern, is we'd like to look at some blueprints of some buildings in and around, I guess, where is the Wizard's Tower? This is out of game.
It's in Taverna. There's no, like, neighborhoods.
There's nothing. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
we'd really like to get a feel for the natural state and order of the town and
oh,
be
yeah,
able
I'm
to
sure,
fully
you know, in the coming
emanate.
Months after you've you know, done your due diligence, we can certainly get you access to some blueprints of some representative samples of the city.
Oh, I'm sorry. We aren't going to be able to start that until we've seen the blueprints because right. That's kind of our gateway into the investment.
Roll me a deception with advantage because you have Inari's assistance.
That's the reason I spoke up. I was like, I need to give you some help.
Yeah, I do like that Cody's taking the point of this, even though you have double the deception.
It's 2 18s.
Oh wow!
Plus 6, so 24.
Wow.
Okay. So the mayor seems disappointed. Because she had this tour in mind and this pitch. But she says, well, you know, I had this wonderful tour in mind. I'll tell you what, why don't I send your intern back to look at those blueprints?
Yeah, that's fine.
And, Captain, won't you escort the intern to, to you know, where we store the blueprints?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need a second eye? A financial eye?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we can send our financial advisor along with them. I think it's better to have two people looking at the blueprints just because they are an intern, you know. We're still training.
just excited
very
for
much
the opportunity.
But
very
I'm
much
just,
radiating
I'm
that
so
intern energy.
For your... for your tour, and if you're still interested in giving it, we'd love to see.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Yeah, Captain Gamble, if you'd take those two back to the blueprints and continue our tour. And so you two are led back. We'll come
and
back.
And we've got psychic whispers, right?
Mm-hmm. We'll come back to it in a moment. And she says, we have many wonderful features here. In fact, this wizard's tower that we're coming up upon.
Oh, you have a wizard's tower. That's
you'd know that.
Oh, you're being condescending.
No,
right.
No, I wasn't trying to be condescending. It's more so like, oh, that's your wizard's tower. Oh,
okay.
That's beautiful. When was that built?
Who knows? It's ancient.
Ancient?
There's a kindly wizard that lives there. He gives out gifts to the children every year and puts on wonderful festivals every weekend. It's been a few weekends since he's put one on. Word is he's got a little stomachy ache.
What a sweet, sweet wizard. And how long has he been here?
As you're walking, a half-elf comes up and says, oh, Mayor, didn't see you there. Hi. Anyway, I just want to let you know, I was just having such a wonderful time on my vacation. Thank you for welcoming me to this city. I, you know, would love to move here someday.
Little heavy-handed.
I get that all the time, you know, with people that just you know come here to visit and want to stay here forever.
Wow, that's
oh,
such
this
a
is somebody the mayor paid.
Planted. Yeah.
Oh, you said half elf, and I was like, because I also saw a half elf.
And so we're going to cut to
so
you
confused.
Inside. Your nervous half elf suddenly leaps up and looks out the window. And he starts jogging to the door. And finally, he pushes it out, and you see him go out and talk to Tony and the mayor.
Tony, is everything okay?
Are you saying? This is a really interesting plant she's put out here.
All right, I'll just keep watching.
Tony, also roll me a perception check.
Is this their first acting gig?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
15.
Yeah, the resemblance is pretty strong. You're pretty sure this is her grandkid.
That's funny.
I mean, it's all smoke and mirrors. And I mean, like, that's what politics is. And I think Tony kind of gets that, like... but he's really just trying to get information about the Wizard's Tower and, like, figuring out what's... Is this somebody that he can trust? Like, kind of feeling around. I mean, unlikely, because he's a politician.
So, we will then smash cut back to you for a second, so they run off.
Okay.
Now, you've been watching the Wizard's Tower now for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's come or go, but roll me a perception check.
Okay. Well, nope. That's a hot nothing.
Oh, you have a coin. I can give them out, but you have one.
Oh, yeah, because that's only a 9. I'll use my coin on it. Why not? It's a 14.
Notice something. Just a quick thing. Hey, you're just gonna, you know, half elf this, that, half elf this, that. You're a couple chapters in.
Mm-hmm.
You look up and you notice that there is a, what looks to be like a water skin on the ground by the tower, and it just disappears.
Oh, so they set it down and picked it up, possibly?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. So I can make note of where that is.
Yeah.
But...
And it's where Tony pointed it out the other day.
Mm-hmm. So possibly they dropped it or something.
Yeah.
Okay. I will. Is Tony still outside the tower?
No, he's down the street, so.
Oh, okay. So this is after Tony's walked by.
Yeah.
Okay. So probably not related. Okay. Interesting. Alrighty.
So yeah, you get the full tour of everything Averna has to offer. There's a couple other like obvious plants, all half elves, along the thing that looked very hastily put together, as if like maybe they had 2.5 hours to get this all.
Yeah.
You two, however, are led back to the city hall, and the guard says, "We keep the blueprints back here." He opens the door, leads you to this long room full of like filing cabinets. Actually, not filing cabinets. That's very modern. I'd say more like kind of like racked shelves that have little divots, and then like just blueprints stacked up in them, kind of all. And the guard captain says, "Anyone in particular that you're looking for?"
Well, I think we're looking for really the heart and the history of the town, so...
How about the Wizard's Tower?
Sure. I mean, oldest buildings, if that's one of the oldest ones.
She says, "No worries, Inari. I'll get that right for you." And she reaches up on a shelf and pulls it down and hands it to you. General Strifecutter said you might be coming by. I had my suspicions. Obviously, no one's come to invest in Averna for quite some time. I admit, I'm impressed. You all played it pretty close to the chest, but...
Okay, so you're not going to murder us.
No. You're
That's gonna, what happens most of the time when people see through our
disguise.
We're going to
help you kill that slaving bastard that lives down the street.
The groundwork I have laid is coming to fruition! I'm very excited.
Okay, cool.
Oh my god, I got that, Justin.
Cool.
Sorry,
cool. That's a big relief.
Yeah.
Did I squeal as loud as I thought I squealed
I think so, yeah. We'll find out when we listen to the thing.
We kind of all did, right? Like, that was a group squeal. Okay, good.
A good one for once, though.
Yeah, at least you didn't have Frodo in your arms.
I'll immediately psychic whispers everyone just to say the guard captain's on our side. We'll catch you up later.
Oopsie.
Shims, are you like... I imagine that you also, Shims, are hyperventilating.
God.
Do you see
Frodo?
Oh,
my little foot.
He's so cute.
The guard captain kind of it seems pleased with herself that, like, she got this little rise out of you. And she says, yeah, can you guys not think of anything better?
I mean, honestly,
not really,
though. It works. Why would we put more effort in when it works?
Right.
I mean, honestly...
You could just come talk to me. I don't, you know...
I mean, that's true. Sometimes we go roundabout ways.
Yeah, you're adventurers. All adventurers kind of do that.
Yeah.
Y'all are a squirrely lot. I mean, why else would you run out to the wilds and risk life and limb for fame and glory?
I mean, not all of us do for fame.
What do you do it for?
Revenge.
I honestly forgot that General Strifecutter knew everyone.
I wasn't maybe going to tell people. Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah. But the general's, like, the biggest boss, right?
She's very cool. Yeah.
Like, all the guard captains?
Yeah. She doesn't know all of them.
All the guard captains in the 12 cities meet together regularly.
Yeah, but she didn't think much of someone. She didn't think much of the guard captain in Infiloco.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guard captain in Infiloco is kind of an asshole.
Okay. So should we take a look?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you know anything about the wizards other than...
Well, until... I'll admit, I was surprised when General Strifecutter told me what she knew, but of course, anything General Strifecutter says is beyond reproach. She told me about the other wizards that had died. Of course, we've heard about that, and why they died, and what they were doing. I admit, I am ashamed that this escaped my attention. Alatis Oakmeal is the most beloved person in this town, more so than the mayor, more so than myself, for sure. But the fact that he could be hiding such an evil in this town and it slip under even my nose is...
Was there ever...
Existential.
All the more reason to take him down.
Yeah. Was there ever anyone that you know of that didn't trust him or ever came to you with something shady about him but maybe wasn't...
That's
didn't
the
have
thing.
The evidence
no.
or anything? No.
Nothing but good things. Never a report of him, you know, being weird with the kids or of somebody, you know, saying, you know, did ever see him be anything but a nice man.
You know, given the things that Tony told us about this conversation, I wouldn't be surprised if bad things might have happened, but people don't remember or... I don't know.
That's a good point.
He might have a really good mask on, but...
He is also an abjuration wizard, so I don't know if maybe he's using some type of abjuration magic to keep up this facade? Mm-hmm. Is that how you say the word?
Yeah.
Facade!
Yes. You should ask what the guard captain thinks of Wisp.
Mm. Well, yeah. What do you know or think or anything about Wisp?
If you've ever met them.
Oh, I've met him once. Quiet, soft-spoken. Alaris told me that he was sickly.
Mm.
And so didn't leave the tower much.
Yeah, I think that's it.
So that's a lie.
Yeah.
Shocker. All right, should we look at the tower?
That said, I mean, you know, obviously the first thing I wanted to do once General Strathcutter told me the news is go down there and get answers, but he's locked himself up in there tight. We have no way... there's not even a door.
Are there windows?
What's that?
Are there windows?
No.
Hmm.
I've been in there. It's when you go inside, it's airy and breezy and sunny, but it does not appear that way from the outside. I wouldn't even know how to begin to breach the fortress. Let alone convincing my soldiers to do it.
I think we're trying to think of a way to get him out. I think. But we're still brainstorming.
Yeah, does he, like, make regular public appearances? Or has he just been... Or is it just the yearly thing he does? Or what's... Does he have any sort of schedule?
He used to do it every week. He'd come out and have a little festival in the park.
And I'm assuming we spooked him by killing
since that meeting,
all of his coworkers.
Since that meeting that Vakalis was at, it sounds like.
Mm.
He's disappeared.
Do we even know for sure if he's still here?
No.
Huh.
The only thing that makes me think he is he's had some unusual guests lately.
Is it the... And I described the Order of the Stillness.
Yeah, they're short and creepy. I've seen two of them.
There's a third that's invisible. That just is there all the time.
I checked around. They're not staying in any of the taverns. One of my guards said that they saw them disappear into the tower, but they weren't sure how.
Yeah.
They might know, though. You can capture one of them. You might get to be able to divulge.
Yeah. I think that was, well, that's kind of the path we were maybe going to go down, was maybe try to fight them.
Yeah.
I mean, you just tell me where not to be, and I'll make sure I'm not there at that time.
Well, I mean, we tried to interrogate one once, and it didn't go well.
Yeah, they're very good at keeping their secrets.
Yeah, they're like fanatics. In the original use of the term.
Meanwhile, Tony, oh yes, and this is the docks. This is where everything happens in town.
Wow.
It's completely barren.
What? Yeah.
Just a kid, come to the Black Barnacle. Nobody's around, tumbleweed shoes.
And I'll just, like, kind of blow smoke up her ass. Like, just, wow, what a sweet, quaint town to escape to. Yeah, I really see a lot of potential here. I think our investors are going to be very interested, assuming everything in the blueprints checks out.
The kid that works this hogging the Black Barnacle comes up. He says, hey, weren't you with the lady that pushed me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you pushed me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And the mayor says, go on now, kid. We're adults are talking, please.
Kids are so strange. They just come up with the strangest stories.
Yeah, well, anyway.
You should check to make sure you still have your wallet, Madam Mayor. Because
holy fuck!
I assure you, we don't have... Our streets are not lousy with pickpockets like there are in those bigger cities.
Well, that's good. I mean, if I were to be approached like that in Bronzeport, you better bet I would make sure I had my wallet close.
As you get near the end of the surprisingly short tour, Mayor says, look, now that it's just the two of us, what do we need to do to make this work? Averna really needs this.
Well, I'm really hopeful. So, you know, we're going through the blueprints right now, and we'll certainly be in touch with next steps. But, I mean, if everything works out, we'll be in touch, and we'll get everything started. We'll get the zoning permits and whatever else you need, and...
You're not just blowing smoke up my ass, are you? I've been a mayor for a long time. I've heard a lot of empty promises from people like you.
I mean, I can't make any promises because there's still a few pending things. But, you know, it's looking good.
She's... Roll me a persuasion check. Actually, no.
It's 100% deception.
Yeah.
Plus six, but I know. I know it by heart by now.
Why? Is it because Tony lies a lot?
In particular, this session. Been a lousy of them.
21.
Oh, wow.
Nice. She looks relieved.
This poor woman.
Where are you staying? We'll make sure that your accommodations are comped. We will... make sure that your stay here is comfortable, and anytime you want to come back, and we can work up some sort of contract, some sort of agreements to consider, things like that.
Yeah, we'll definitely let you know next time we're in town. But,
I'd like to get the paperwork started before you leave.
We can't really get any paperwork started until we've done all the investigations. I'm sorry, we're a big corporation, and there's just lots of steps we have to follow, or else the big guy's back at corporate. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
In Chris's post-capitalistic world.
Yeah, I do. All
it's
right,
not
well,
really
let's,
post-capitalist.
Let's head back to the city hall.
This poor woman is so sad now.
you passive insight lets you know that she feels like she's blown this deal.
Aww.
And so she's heading back to City Hall.
But
trying to put on a brave face.
I think we can use this to our advantage. I can say in our heads.
How?
Well, she thinks, we just have to give her, one thing she has to do to seal the deal, and she'll probably do it.
What if we had her gather all the town's children and ask
thinking.
Them to, beg for
yep.
Oakmall to come out? We have to be careful about collateral damage.
We'd really like to see
like meet with him. So I'm going to give it a few Mississippis before I say, you know what?
She looks at you with hope on her face.
Yeah. Break this poor woman's heart.
We cannot leave this town in the dust. We have to do
You've
something.
You've adopted the whole town now.
This is so upsetting.
How great this would it be if we could get some promo shoots that I could bring back?
Promo shoots? What are promo shoots?
Oh, we can get somebody to capture some images of you know, what all Averna has to offer. And, I mean, after you were talking about the wizard and the wizard's tower and all the philanthropy he does for the children, I think that might be the thing that really seals the deal for our investors and for our people looking for a vacation home, especially the ones with young children. I mean, they would love to come where there's just such a benevolent wizard, especially from Bronzeport, if you heard what happened up there.
Yes, that's a tragedy. So you want to shoot the wizard?
We would like to have...
With a bow?
No.
These pictures aren't really a thing.
Right. Well, we can get somebody to...
Like a meet and greet, maybe?
What if it's like you want to see what it's like?
What a fair in the park looks like.
Yeah, I would like to have a story to tell to the investors back at corporate when we get back about not just a secondhand story through the mayor, which it's wonderful and beautiful and everything is great, but if we could have a firsthand experience of Alanis Opno and what he does for the town of Verna and what potential investors would be getting by having a vacation property or taking their vacation here.
I'm gonna level with you, Mr. Tony. Well,
that was my father. Just call me Tony.
Just imagining John Hamm saying that.
She says, we haven't seen Alanis since that unfortunate incident in Bronzeport. He usually does festivals for the children on the week's end, but he didn't this week and he didn't the week before. Sounds like, I don't know if you also heard the wizard died in Ajuba as well.
Oh, I didn't. That's too bad.
And so he told me that he was going to just hang. He was worried for the life of him and his ward, and that he would be canceling the festivals for the foreseeable future. I don't know that that's something we'll be able to do. I could attempt to talk to him.
If you could, that would just be phenomenal. It'd just be the cherry on the top of this presentation.
I use my sending stone. Back in my office. But.
Yeah. Well, why don't you use your sending stone, reach out to him, see what you can do. Otherwise, you know, I think we've got what we're going to get here. And we'll head back to Bronzeport and we'll do our evaluation without the additional story.
I will do my best.
That would be amazing. And I mean, I really think it would be just the chef's kiss on the top of this investigation and this looking into Averna as for one of our vacation properties.
So how much money are you not to get to go to brass tacks, but you know, give me a range. How much are your people looking at putting into this? I really need to know what I'm working for here.
Well, let me put it this way. What is your income in taxes every year?
Oh, Jesus Christ. You pointed Judah the question back on me. She gives you a number. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And I'll counter with twice that much.
Roll me deception check with disadvantage.
Yeah, that's a lot.
These people are super rich, and it is a small town.
Oh, no.
10.
She went really low.
I guess you don't never underestimate the power of delusion, of denial. She really needs that money.
You can roll low as long as he rolls lower.
I mean, even if she hadn't, like, she's a politician. I'm a business person.
No, you're not.
He's a manager.
In this scenario, I am. So the expectation is that we're not telling full truths. I mean, what is the truth?
It's like when Charlie on Always Sunny insists he's a lawyer.
Or Eileen Jarrett Esquire.
Yeah. Law.
Bird law?
Okay.
Anyway, so she, with some pep in her step, she goes, yeah, let's head back to my office. I can get my sending stone and see if we can get him. All right, so you two are, do you relay all that psychically?
Yeah.
All right, so you two are looking at blueprints.
Oh my god, that was, and I'll just, like, say in my head, too, like, that was such a flimsy lie, I can't believe she wanted.
Just with every word as you're retelling the story, it just jumps as, like, turtling, like, oh no, it's, we've gone too far.
Make it till you make it.
No. We can't make it, we're not investors.
I mean, that was,
we know, like,
plan.
One rich person.
That's not... We're not going that far.
Alright. So. So, roll me... I'm going to have you two roll me an investigation check as you look at these blueprints.
Alright.
Oh, good.
I'm, you're good
my
at
investigation,
that,
right?
Yeah, I have, like, a plus
can I,
assist?
Separate
rolls. Okay. Can I bardically inspire?
Yes.
Thank you.
And
you can
flash of genius back.
Yeah.
Mine's just going through the motion.
Okay, so
you also still have inspiration.
Oh, do inspiration from the what?
We don't have coins.
Oh, right. Okay, wait. So I rolled an 8 plus 8. That's 6.
I'm too busy checking 18? Out the bard captain.
Mm-hmm. I don't even need.
I got
a 9. She's built sturdy for someone in her 40s.
Okay, wait. 18. Then there's my roll. So it was an 8 plus 8, and then I. You bardically inspired, so that's a d6. I rolled a 2.
18.
Cool. All right, did you use Flash of Genius?
I don't think I need to for an 8. If I got an 18, that should be in.
I mean, higher is better.
Be better.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Sure.
Roll Flash of Genius. I have 4 uses of it anyway.
Cool. So what does that make it?
23.
Is it 5 or?
No, it's 4. Plus 4 because it's my intelligence modifier.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to say is that is how well you're able to capture these blueprints in your head, because you're not going to be able to take them with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can. You're kind of thinking about potential weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the door open, and you hear a woman say, "So, Tony, yes, we will. I will get on the horn with Elatis. But let's go ahead and check on how your associates are doing back here within the old blueprint room with Guard Captain Gamwell."
Should we roll it up? Do we see enough?
How much time has she had?
Yeah, you've had. That's what the roll's worth. How much you could get in the time that you all had. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm 22.
Pretty
good.
So as the door opens, Gamwell has out some blueprints of some mundane houses, and is like, and so as I was saying, she says, these are kind of the typical residence styles here. It's based off an ancient style dating back to the Eneatic era, but with modern updates.
Seems like something we could really elevate.
Ah, yes. Mayor, the intern and the financier, quite a mind for blueprints.
What was the last sentence? What a mind for blueprints?
The intern and the financier have quite the mind for blueprints.
Quite the mind, okay. All I heard was, what am I?
And it makes us excellent. Well, why don't you... to join your compatriot and Mr. Tony, Tony, if you want to just stop back by here in a couple hours, and I'll let you know what Wizard Oakmill says.
That sounds great. Okay, dream team, we got what we need.
Yes.
Great. We're going to go back to where we're staying, and I look forward to hearing from you. Oh, let's share sending stones.
Oh, of course. Fabulous. She pulls out her old sending stone. It literally looks like a horn. And she taps it to yours.
Oh, how retro. That's beautiful. The
oh,
craftsmanship.
She says, these were all the rage 60 years ago. I could never bother to part with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. Why would you?
So, you all leave. Meanwhile, Petra.
Yes.
So, you see the, after the mayor and Tony walk up, the half-elf comes back in. Performance of a lifetime.
It's hilarious.
And we'll need a perception check.
Me? Mm-hmm. 16 again.
You see, as you turn back, you see the still masked person visible suddenly.
Okay.
And he's walking across the street towards the cafe.
Okay.
And he opens the door and quietly, very quietly, it's weird, eerie.
Mm-hmm.
The Emerald, so how you may not have noticed him come in.
Okay, okay.
He walks right up to that half elf and he says, "Excuse me, sir. Could you tell me what that conversation you were having out there was about?" And the half-elf says, why do you ask? Well, I provide security detail for the Wizard's Tower across the street. And, you see, we're just investigating anything that looks suspicious. And you, sir, look suspicious.
Should I do something? Should I do something? I tell you guys what's happening. There's
no
one of them.
I don't think that there's anything to do.
Okay.
So...
Yeah. Because they don't have anything to do with us.
I was helping my grandma with a sales deal.
Yeah, this is going to go towards us.
It's fine. We'll figure it out.
A sales deal? And what precisely is for sale?
We can think about changing our disguise because we're not there
exactly.
Right now.
That's what I was thinking,
exactly.
Too, is like, we're going to change our disguise as soon as we can.
Because you weren't suspicious at all. This person didn't do anything, so it's not like they're in danger.
If the kid knows and mentions the Wizard's Tower...
He says,
"The kid doesn't know anything about the..."
He says, "Nothing's
tower.
For sale. It's people looking to build houses here, and my grandma just wanted to make sure we made a good impression on them."
Yeah,
hi,
buddy.
That
sounds suspicious.
It's very suspicious.
Don't
here.
Be suspicious.
Who's
don't
your grandmother?
Be suspicious.
My grandmother is the mayor for these past 70 years. Oh, all right then. Carry on. And he turns and leaves, and as he steps outside, turns invisible again.
Okay. Interesting.
Whew. And half-elf goes back to where they're sitting with their crossword, looks over at you, and just says, "What a weirdo."
Right? How
and
often does that happen here?
That's never happened before.
It's fucking crazy. They're guarding the Wizard's Tower? Is that what I heard him say?
Yeah, that's weird, right? Like,
yeah.
I thought there was a big, powerful wizard that lived there.
Right? Why does he need guarding? That's strange.
I think it's weird. I don't know. I just wanted to help my grandma.
Sounds nice enough.
Yeah.
Yeah!
But I thought. Hey, you wouldn't happen... I have an important question for you.
Okay.
You wouldn't happen to know a four-letter word for a garden digger, would you?
What? A garden digger?
I'm stuck in my crossword.
Caitlin doesn't know what you're talking
about.
Isn't
it a spade?
It's fine. It doesn't matter. He's going back to his crossword.
Mine was hoe, but that's three letters, so...
Hoes, maybe.
Hoes, yeah, multiples. There you go. There you go. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, that made me nervous.
Speak with me.
It's funny, looks. I was going to suggest that as soon as we get away from the mayor that we change our disguises
immediately. You guys just do
yeah,
because
also like if we if,
oh yeah.
If we come across the mayor at any given point, she's gonna like
avoid the awkward
and it's like we don't need to do that.
Yeah.
It's easier to let her think we ghosted her.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just looking at disguises.
Mm. Alright, so you all meet back up at the Sage and Ivy after doffing different disguises.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys going to look like?
I think I'm just going to look like a person who travel, like a boat traveler. Like I've got like a cloak. I don't have a bunch of stuff with me, but it's all a little raggedy.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like I have much money, but it does look like I belong there.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with, is it Alicia Vikander?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Tomb Raider style.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So also a little more not super rich.
Short shorts, suspenders, and like a polo or like a button-up shirt.
A fantasy version.
Oh, no, it's a tied-off mid-drifter. That's right.
Yeah.
Fantasy
version.
Looks like you've just come from like an archaeological dig.
Yeah.
But only for sexy people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of me really wants to have a disguise that like matches the vibe of the staff because I just think it's very funny. But I'm also like...
So like goth kid?
I think... You know, yes, we're gonna experiment, we're gonna have Shems in, like, full goth. I think it would work, because Shems would be uncomfortable with being, withdrawing any amount of attention to herself, and so she would nail the I hate life aesthetic,
uh-huh.
you know, the vibe.
Yeah.
That I think that would work, yeah.
I don't have a notebook, so I can't track who I've been. I was Brielle in Rakkad, but I burned that disguise because I made Petra. And then everyone saw me as Yana, and I'm the hero as Yana.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm Petra. So I was Keldolin. Was I Keldolin during the wizard, or was I some other random...
I think
I
you
was
were...
another random yellow tiefling, right?
When you killed the wizard?
Yeah.
I think we retconned it so that...
You switched to Yana.
But once we left the tower, I was only Yana in the tower in front of him.
And outside the tower in front of him.
You need to have a page in your book that's like a timeline of things.
I have
and then in quotations, kind of like what,
it,
but what disguise
I'll have to go
you
back
had.
And listen, because I thought that I dropped my disguise to Yana
mm-hmm.
and then brought it back up again to the yellow tiefling.
We'll figure it out later.
Okay. But. All right. Well, I'm just trying to decide because I came in this town. As a yellow tiefling with three other people, and now those people seem to be gone.
Yeah.
But I don't want to wear Keldolin, because that's who I was rocking around Bronzeport as, and Rakkad was Brielle, but I had to burn Brielle.
Do you have an item that you can, like a hat of disguise?
I
can
have
use temporarily?
One. But I have to... You have to attune to a hat of disguise.
Ah,
is the problem.
Slots filled.
Can I combine my ring of identity with, like, physical makeup? Or, no. Yeah, that doesn't work. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it just kind of is what it is, because I'm afraid to wear Keldolin. Because I don't remember... I, Caitlin, don't remember right now... because I don't have my book. So I will just stay Petra, I guess. And hope for the best. Because this town is so few people, I'd probably stick out like a sore thumb, right?
No.
There's no other yellow tieflings.
All sorts of people come through here. It's the permanent residents are small, but you all are staying in touristy, boaty type places, which gets all sorts of different people.
Okay.
You know, there's different people here every day. People, because, you know, the boats that move up and down the river moving goods,
mm-hmm.
they stop here. They all stop here. Like, that's the economy of the city is basically people stopping here
mm-hmm.
and going somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll stay Petra then.
Are we at the Sage and Ivy? Is that what?
Yeah, you're back at the Sage and Ivy.
Can I order a scotch and, don't tell me, scotch and soda and a crystal glass?
Yes. Yeah.
You go up to your mom and order that. Does she know this is you? Or?
Oh, I'm like, hey, it's me.
Okay.
In disguise.
Mm-hmm. So you order that? Mm-hmm. She says, where did you learn that order from?
Some friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you serve that here?
And she says, yes, I do. She says, so who are you working with?
Everyone.
She said, yes, but who first introduced you to the Saprosa Madari?
Jasper.
Oh, Jasper, lovely fellow. Lives up in Narcotta, if I recall correctly. You know, your father and I are members ourselves.
You never told me.
We're not supposed to. It's a secret society, my ducky.
I feel like if you're born like into it.
No, yeah. You know, about the age that maybe I would have brought you in, you up and left, didn't you? So.
That's true. And she found her way to it, ain't that nice?
No, of course not. He's a chef.
He's a fucking idiot. No offense.
He lived with us until 9 months ago. No, he doesn't know.
All right. Yeah. Well, this is just has. I was just curious if anyone here.
She
was
says,
connected.
She says, yes, and of course, you know, a fat lot of good it does us because what happens in Averna?
Well, there's the wizard.
Well, now we know that. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
We were kind of running the scheme earlier on the mayor. Not really
scheme.
You were
running the scheme on Jada Lynn?
Well, we were trying to see something.
She was the mayor when I was in diapers.
She was the mayor when I was in diapers, too.
She's a sweet old lady. Why would you do that to her?
Well, you know, sometimes you have to do a little lion to get by. But she might think there's potential investors coming to the city.
And she doesn't think that anymore, right? Because you dashed her hopes gently?
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
I think her hopes are still a little up.
I mean, it would be nice, though.
Yes, it would be nice if we got some investors here.
I mean, maybe I could. Maybe we could talk to some of our rich friends.
Yeah,
you
I was
let
like,
her read and know that there's a business proposal.
Yeah, well, that's what
she.
I mean.
Hey,
it's not
listen.
Impossible at all.
Yeah, I mean, if she wants to, I don't. To be fair, I don't think Averna is very much Harita style, but.
But she knows lots of rich dumb folks.
Yeah. That's true.
If they ever want to get away. Anyway. Well,
oh boy,
learn something.
You've been in town all 2 days and you're already bamboozling the mayor.
I mean,
these things just happen, okay?
Oh, it was his. Of course, it was Tony's idea. He's such a character.
He's a character.
I am a character.
Yes, we know Tony.
I decided I'm going to look like Jim from Our Flag Means Death.
Nice.
Lovely.
With the hat and stuff.
So much. Anything I should report back to Jasper?
I mean, nothing that you don't already know, right? You didn't really learn anything new today, right?
Not yet. I mean, we're still waiting to hear back from the mayor about.
Yeah, I mean, we learned that the Wizard's Tower is an impenetrable fortress. So that sucks.
It has been for common folks. We'll get.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
Excuse me, it's like.
Yeah.
What's the next step, though?
We're waiting for the mayor to get back about whether Alaris is gonna.
I'm wondering if we can make the deal more tempting for Alaris. But we don't really. I feel like we don't know too much what his motivations are to make the deal more enticing. Because he knows his neck is on the line. Like, he's aware that people have been murdering wizards.
But he also loves that everyone loves him.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
true.
And so I think that's what we do. So plan B, if this doesn't work, is going to be that we just do it anyway and try and lure him out of guilt and his reputation. And I think, I mean, that's our Hail Mary, to see if we can lure him out.
Another thing we could possibly do is, so far not a lot of people know about the lie, because we just came up with the investment lie, but if it became more common news that the average people in town know that, like, oh, there's some people looking to invest in our
and
city,
and it's all his
and
fault.
It's all on him,
yep.
That kind of pressure I think he'd cave under.
Yep.
Get the hopes up of the entire town instead
yeah.
of just
yep.
one person.
Just double checking.
That's where we're at.
I was so sad disappointing the one little grandma.
Manipulation. Manipulation. It's what Tony does because he's a character. And we're doing it to do the thing.
Alright, so.
That's hilarious.
As you all are waiting to hear back from the mayor, Shims, you take out some of your blueprint paper and your schematics, and you draw from memory everything you can remember about the Wizard's Tower.
Fun fact, that was a thing that I had to do in my ADHD assessment, and apparently I didn't do well.
Oh, boy.
Sorry. ADHD. Anyway.
It was your amazing roll you got of 22.
Mm-hmm. 22.
You're able to reproduce most of it pretty accurately.
Ooh. Any secret entrances?
Anybody want me to investigate check?
I just did. I keep rolling.
I'm going to bardically inspire Shems again.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, don't.
Do I have the highest investigation? Because I have double proficiency in it, I think.
16.
Why do I have double proficiency in that? I mean, should I? Oh, yes, I should.
What,
did 23.
Did you get a nat 20?
Oh. I got a 19.
Oh, nice.
Oh yes. 13. What's 13 plus 8? 21?
Yeah.
And then did you say I have inspiration?
Yes! Are you going to use it?
Yeah.
Because
it runs out after 10 minutes, right?
Bardic. I thought you meant your point.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it was 13 plus 8 plus 5...
26. So you and Tony see it at the same time. So this tower was built a long time ago, and as such has sunk into the earth quite a bit.
Ooh.
And you realize that the reason that it doesn't have a doorway is because the actual door is 15 feet underground.
Okay.
Huh.
Oh, it's like the Seattle Underground thing. Yeah, the second floor is the first floor.
That said, you're not sure if there's any way to get to it. You may have to do some tunneling or digging, but it's there.
Who has Move Earth?
Yep.
Don't you? Is that a thing? Or you have
Erupt Earth.
Erupt Earth. Okay, that's different. That's different. Okay.
We do something similar. Okay, let's figure it out. We got this.
Can
I build a crane?
No. Right there, in the middle of everything.
Yes.
Either you come out or we're coming in.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, what is it, dimension door? Or what?
You have to know what's there.
Isn't there one where I mean, we do
you
know.
You don't have to see it, but you have to reasonably know where
we do,
you're going.
Based
what
off of the blueprints. Right?
Or do we have to, like, physically have seen the place? And I don't know if blueprints are enough.
It can be a place you can see, one you can visualize, or one you can describe by stating distance and direction.
But that's you and one other person, though, so...
Yeah. But, I mean, that's one person.
Yeah.
Or two people, yeah.
So we just gotta figure out how to get all four of us.
Does vortex warp?
Yeah,
work?
Once I'm in there, can't I do vortex warp?
Oh, is the
vortex warp? You have to see the people. Mm.
Mm. Yeah, and my misty step, I have to see where I'm going.
I still feel like getting him out.
I think getting him out is going to be better than going in.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to have a backup. I like the idea of gaslighting him, or guilt tripping him essentially into doing this.
Do you think if that didn't work, if we did go after the Order of the Still Masks, either to kill them and or question them, that'd be a good plan B before trying to get into the tower?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that they're going to be a problem no matter what.
Yeah.
I also think that there's a small part of me that's like, maybe we take care of them first, but that tips him off immediately.
Exactly.
So.
I think plan A is that his ego is so big and so fragile that he's like, oh, I need to do this or else everyone's going to hate me.
Yeah.
Plan B is somehow, is then trying to lure him out by actually having the people there. And then plan C would be
you know, going after the Order of the Still Mask and going into the Wizard's Tower maybe at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then also letting our friends in Malonga know that mm-hmm. that's what we're doing so that they can attack at the same time.
Yeah. Maybe definitely check up with Magpie tonight and see how their stuff is going. And also maybe contact Wisp again and see if there's any way you can get him out.
Yeah.
Because if he comes out, then we'll have a lot easier way getting back
in. Yeah, totally.
Well, potentially. If he's not a vegetable.
He doesn't sound like a vegetable.
Okay. What time is it?
So you get into a lot of that in the morning, afternoon. It's getting close to, 5. You see people starting to filter in from, coming off the boats, people coming in for dinner, things like that.
When am I supposed to hear back, or if we don't know?
Shortly before 5, you're sending some crackles of light. She says, Tony, it's me, the mayor.
Oh, hey, Madam Mayor, how are you?
I've got wonderful news. I think I managed to secure an appearance of Alanis. Could you, your financier, and your intern come down to my office?
Yes. We certainly can. Is that something you need done today, or do you want to do that first thing tomorrow?
Absolutely, come on down.
Okay.
Wait,
like today?
Going right now.
Oh, okay. Is this a trap?
Very possibly.
Do you want to cast invisibility on me?
Sure. Well, I think we should let the guard captain know and see if they'll kind of stand by either.
Oh, we didn't get their sounding stone, did we?
No. You may be invisible. I'll
Can go you
find
go
the
get
guard
the guard
captain?
Captain?
And
yeah.
Meet you guys there. Walk slow, Beak. Though.
Yep.
I've been a little bit around this town. Do I know where to go to get the guard captain?
It's a small town.
You've only seen her with the mayor.
But can I figure out where the constabulary is?
Yeah, it's right by the city hall.
Oh, it is right there. Okay. So I will... it may not be wise for me to go since I'm invisible then. Well, I'll walk with you guys. You know
on the
I mean?
Way,
I
think I
want to
do my...
Invisible.
I want to do my true sight.
Oh, yeah.
Just Zynga. Okay. Just see if there's anything I can
and
see.
And we're going back to what we looked like when we met her, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
for
yeah.
sure. For sure.
Maybe
don't bother putting invisibility on me.
Yeah,
don't waste it.
Should we?
I'll just go and ask to talk to the guard captain, let her know I'm in on it, and I'll just... We're right next door, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So...
Yeah. Do I see anything with my true sight?
Along the way?
Yeah.
And everything is as it appears.
Okay. Well, because I figured that the...
The still
mask would be kind of around if it was a trap.
Mm-hmm. Should I go invisible?
No, I think they're expecting you to be there as you are. Yeah.
And I'll just peel off, grab the
But you'll
captain.
Be around, and we have psychic whispers.
Yeah,
right,
it might have been long enough.
three.
Okay. Mark another one off.
Cool.
You walk into the constabulary.
Mm-hmm.
You two walk in the city hall. Porthos is sitting behind his desk, and he says, oh yeah, Mayor's looking for you. Right back in her office. She seems very excited.
I'm very excited. Did you have you heard anything? Like, can you give me a heads up?
She just said it's going to be a bright new day for our city.
So exciting.
You know, it's really great that you all have come here to invest in Varanites. You know, it's a great town. I've lived here my whole life. And this is just what it needs.
Yeah, I'm just so excited. I'll let you know what comes out of the meeting. So we go in?
So, you walk into the mayor's office,
uh-huh.
and she's sitting in a chair, and as she looks up with your true sight, you can see a changeling's face looking out from under where her face is. You two see the mayor.
I'll say in our heads, I was like, don't react, but that is enough.
She says, well, welcome back. I talked to Lattice, and he's happy to work with us.
Oh my goodness, what great news.
Yeah. So it's just the three of you?
Yeah, I mean, and then our business partners will be coming into town any day now.
Wonderful. So shall we go talk to Lattice then?
Yeah, let's go.
How fast can I get? Because I know this is happening.
You're right there. We're
going into the
tower. You walk into.
Yeah, no, I'm not with you. That's...
I know, but you're outside. You can hear.
Yeah,
you walk into the constabulary office and you see the guard captain standing there, and she's talking to a subordinate. Hey, what's up? Do I know you?
Don't. She might also.
Sorry, she says. I'm sorry. Yeah, she didn't. You weren't there. You didn't meet her.
I wasn't there.
She says, "How can I help you, Susan?"
Is her assistant still there?
Mm-hmm.
Don't trust. She might also be a changeling, though.
I know. I step up really closely. Do you know Strikecutter's first name?
Who? And we're going to roll some initiative. And that's where we're going to start next session.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Oh, no, we fucked!
It'll be fine.
Ooh. Gang, everything is so chill. It's fine.
I'm not gonna sleep tonight. I don't know what you're talking about.
I guess part of it is I remember that it's make-believe.
Yeah.
But I want to know what happens in the make-believe right now.
We'll find
but
out.
But I like our little make-believe dudes.
I can't.
Oh, I like her, dudes. It's okay, I have her
because my feelings are based off of other people's feelings. So I have to calm them down.
We'll pick this